broadcast from our studios in Nevada. I am Langston Wright. George Bush administration coming under increasing fire over chaos in and U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation destroyed or withheld evidence of white supremacist involvement in Oklahoma City terrorist bombings. They retired agents. The George Bush administration is coming under increasing fire over its widely perceived responsibility for the chaos engulfing Haiti. Black members of Congress who launched a very public campaign to get the former Bill Clinton administration to return Jean Bertrand Aristide to power when he was overthrown in 1991 are stepping up the pressure again. Representative Elijah Cummings stated that this is an urgent moment calling for urgent action and notified Bush's top aides that members of the Congressional Black Caucus plan to pay an impromptu visit to the White House. The Reverend Jesse Jackson has begun dialing up members of Congress and administration officials during his visit to Libya and said in a telephone interview that it's clear the right wing in the United States does not support that democracy. A Washington Post editorial Thursday accused the Bush administration of continuing to minimize its commitments to Haiti and leaving the hard work for others. The Post asked, why is the initiative being taken by French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin, who's seeking an international peace force for Haiti, while U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell only makes phone calls? By the most far-reaching criticism of Washington, the U.S. lawyer representing the Haitian government charged Thursday that the Bush administration employed, trained, and armed the former dictatorship soldiers and death squad commanders threatening to attack the Haitian capital. Miami-based attorney Ira Kurzban told the national radio and TV program Democracy Now! That he has hired military analysts to review photos of the weapons being used by the paramilitary groups. Kurzban said they contrary to reports in the media, the armed groups the gangs are using highly sophisticated weapons uniforms and all-terrain vehicles. He said that 2 weeks before the military operation started, the U.S. began making plans to house the refugees in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. France, meanwhile, is also being accused of fomenting instability in Haiti. The online alternative publication Haiti Progrès reported Thursday that it has documentary evidence proving that France has been covertly financing the Haitian opposition, specifically with funds for the opposition Radio Metropole and financing the personal expenses of opposition leaders. The news publication said that while the French Foreign Ministry pretends to lead efforts in the formation of an international intervention force, France has 4,000 soldiers in nearby Martinique and Guadeloupe. Villepin seemed to confirm the suspicions Thursday when he called for the resignation of President Aristide and the immediate establishment of a transitional government.